Yes, so we continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Dalet, Perek Kaf Alef. Ve'im kol kach nifla'a madrigatam shel omle Torah, gam be'odam beze ha'olam echashuch. If even in this world, materialistic world, the madriga of amele Torah is so great, le'hasig u'listakel beruach kodsham be'or ha'elyon, to be able in this world to achieve such a level of being able to gaze in Ruach HaKodesh, Gedolim tzadikim b'mitatan yoter mibechayehem le'en aruch. How much more so after they pass away to the next world, they are much greater. Achar asher nishmato ha'teora rabat sav'ala Torah mitzvot, after a lifetime in which the pure neshama of the tzadik satiated itself with Torah and mitzvot, and the neshama comes back to Hashem in Gan Eden, holy and pure, the way it was given, with the additional light of Torah that he achieved in this world. All the doors, all the gates are opened before the Talmid Chacham. V'saliku bakar ki'im, he goes up and up. V'tzarur b'tzror ha'chaim et Hashem lokav yitbarach shemo, and he's bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Higher and higher. Like the Gemara at the end of Brachot says, Talmidei Chachamim en lahem menucha, lo ba'olam hazeh ve'lo ba'olam haba. Sh'ne'emar yelchu mechayil el chayil. They go from one level to another. Absolutely. There's no end.
To have children that are good, that pushes
them. Right, even more. The Tana Dveliyahu in Perek Dalet says, maybe you'll make the mistake to think that once Moshe Rabbeinu passed on after 120 to the next world, maybe that crown of Ma'or Panim, that his illumination of his face that he had in this world, maybe he lost it in the next world. Maybe it was Batel. Talmud Lomar, listen to this. Ve'lo kam navi od kemoshe asher yeda'o Hashem panim el panim. Hashem knew Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. So listen to this statement by the Tana Dveliyahu. What does it mean face to face? Ma or panim shel ma'ala. Kayam le'olam ulol me'olamim. Just like the light of Hashem's face exists forever and ever, kach me'or panav shel Moshe nichnas imo levet olamo. So too the light of Moshe Rabbeinu's face that he brought with him from this world continues forever and ever. Here we make a hekesh, panim el panim. Just like the panim of Hashem is the panim of Moshe. The panim, the or panim of Hashem kibyachol is forever. The or pene Moshe is forever. Velo Moshe bilvad. Now the Tana Dveliyahu says not just Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela kol talmid chacham sheosek batora mikatnuto ve'ad ziknuto. Umet be'emet lo met. Ela hu adayin b'chaim le'olam ulolme olamim. Any talmid chacham who studied Torah in this world in his lifetime, and then he died, in truth, he never died. He is still in existence. He's alive forever and ever. Sh'ne'emar, as it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Kafe, V'hayeta nefesh adoni tzrura b'tzror ha'chaim et Hashem Elokecha. Avigail told David HaMelech, your neshama is going to be bound in the bound of life with Hashem, et Hashem Elokecha. Makish ha-talmid chacham ha-tzadik el Elokim. We see here that the Pasuk puts together the Talmid Chacham with Hashem in one breath. Ma Elokim yehe shemo ha-gadol mevorach chai v'kayam. Just like Hashem, may His name be blessed, is alive and existing forever, kach talmid chacham sha'asak b'torah kol yamav umet hareu b'chaim ve'adayin lo met ve'u chai le'olam. A talmid chacham, a person who learned Torah, is forever and ever. Ve'echan hu nishmato? And where does his neshama go? Tachat kiseh kavod ad kan. Till here is the quote from Tana Devi'liyahu. כאן התנא דבליהו מפרש את הפסוק באופן אחר, מפרש את הפסוק פנים אל פנים, כמו שהמאור פנים של הקדוש ברוך הוא לעולם, כך מאור פניו של התלמיד חכם הוא לעולם. זה הפירוש של פנים אל פנים לפי התנא דבליהו. יש עוד הרבה על זה, אבל ונפשו תסבע בצחצחות האור העליון הגנוז. And the nefesh of the thank you. The nefesh of the Talmid Chacham is satisfied, is satiated with the Ora Elyon Ganuz in Olam Haba. Kema'amaram, the Gemara says in Sotam Emtet, Kol Talmid Chacham Haosek Batorah Mitoch Hadachak, Rabbi Abahu Omer, Af Masbi'in Oto, Lo Mashbi'im, Masbi'im Oto Miziv HaShechina. The Talmid Chacham in the next world, they give him Hasba'ah, they give him svi'ut, they satisfy him with ziva shechina. That's almost an impossible statement to make, which means because the neshama is never satisfied with the ziva shechina. The more you see, the more you want. So that's what it means. He continues more to receive more and more light. That's what masbi'im oto miziva shechina she'nemar ve'ayu enecha ro'ot et morecha. The Talmid Chacham, when he goes to the next world, his eyes are able to behold, to see the one who taught him Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubeperekama de Batra, in the first perek of Baba Batra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, it says, Mai esbe'a be'akitz temunatecha. What's the meaning of the pasuk in Tehilim? Esbe'a be'akitz temunatecha. I will be satisfied when I wake up with the sight of you, Hashem. אלו תלמידי חכמים שמנדדים שינה מעיניהם בעולם הזה. Those are the תלמידי חכמים who deprive themselves of sleep in this world. הקדוש ברוך הוא מסביען מזיו השכינה לעולם הבא. The תלמיד חכם fights with himself late at night. His eyes want to close. He wants to sleep. And he tells himself another 2 minutes of learning Torah. Another 2 minutes. Hashem says, oh, you held your eyes wide open when they wanted to close. I'm going to show those eyes that which they never thought they will be able to see. Masbi'an miziv ha-shechina. Ubeperek chelek, in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, kol ha-mashchir panav al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Anyone who toils in Torah to the point where he blackens his face, which means hu mitzta'er על התורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מבהיק זיוו לעולם הבא. Hashem causes his face to shine and be illuminated in the next world. והכל לפי ערך רוביסקו ונפלאות דבקותו בתורה הקדושה. Everything is in proportion to how much he toiled in this world. רבותיי, not only תלמידי חכמים, anyone who learns Torah, the more we learn Torah, the more we give ourselves chiyut in עולם הבא, the more we give our face Ma'or panim in olam haba. The more our eyes will be able to see the ziva shechina in olam haba, because it's all in proportion. Hakol lefi adarga shel adam, kemo shekatu betana dveliyahu zuta perek yudbet etzel atzadikim mane mar bahem. What does it say? Ve'ohavav ketzet hashemesh bigvurato. Ma she'en ken b'malachei hasharet. The talmidei chachamim in the next world, they're able to shine more than the malachim. And the Tana Dveliyahu remarks, "Ma yafe kocho shel ba'al ha-bayit shu miyape keter avadav kemo kitro." How great is the power of the ba'al ha-bayit, that's Hashem, who adorns the crown of his servants just like his own crown. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a light to the Talmidei Chachamim that comes from his own light that even the Malachei Hasharet don't have. ואם תאמר מי שקרא הרבה ושנה הרבה ומי שקרא ושנה כמעה יהיה מאור פניהם שווים כאחד במאור פנים לעולם הבא. If you think that everybody is the same, no, אינו כן. ברוך המקום ברוך הוא שאין לפניו משוא פנים. הקדוש ברוך הוא does not do any favoritism. נאמר במקום אחר, יתר מראהו צדיק, אלא כל אחד ואחד לפי דרכו, each one in accordance with the level that he attained in this world. והוא סוד האור שנברא ביום הראשון. Now this is the secret of the original light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day. שגנזו HaKadosh Baruch Hu לצדיקים. Hashem was gonez, he hid, he covered up this light and he stored it away for the tzaddikim. Chen ita vezoa bereshit mem zayin. Rabbi Abba patach. Ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta. Tach hazeh. Ken.
Hu ganaz et haor b'yom harishon.
Hayom harishon.
Ken.
Ken. Mehayom harishon hu ganaz et haor. Vehu tzafan et zeh. Hu shomer et zeh latalmidei chachamim. Kudsha Baruch Hu bara lebarnash be'alma. The Zohar HaKadosh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being in this world. Ve'atkin lele mehevei shalim bepulchana. And he arranged the human being so that he should be shalem, that he should perfect himself in the service of Hashem. Ule'atkena orchoi. And that he should perfect his ways. Begin de'izkeh le'nahorai la'ad eganiz kudsha Baruch Hu le'tzadikaya. So that he should merit that light, that Ora Ganuz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stores away for the tzaddikim. Kemadatamer, Ain lo ra'ata, Elokim zulatecha, ya'aseh limchakelo. No eye has seen what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for those who hope to him. U'bamezacha, barnash le'ahu ne'ora. How does a human being merit that special light? One word answer. Ve'oraita. With the Torah. Ve'amru Razal, the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yudalet, Asher kumetu velo et nahar yutzak yesodam. Elu talmidei chachamim shemekamtim shena me'enehem ba'olam hazeh. This pasuk talks about the talmidei chachamim who deprive themselves from sleep in this world. It's 12 o'clock at night and he's learning and his eyes are closing and he tells himself another half hour. And he holds his eyes open. That's what it means. Mekamtim shena me'enehem. They fold away sleep from their eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu megale lahem sod. L'olam haba. Hashem, as for their reward, he reveals the secrets of the world of the Torah to the Talmidei Chachamim in the next world. When a person deprives himself from sleep, that means he wants to see more than he normally can see. He wants his eyes to stay open longer than they can. Hashem says, I'm going to give those eyes to see more than normally people can. Shneimar nahar yutzak yesodam. Vehem ha-ta'ame Torah ha-gnuzim. Shehem ha-ora elyon ha-ganuz. Rabbi Rachamim, what did you want to say?
La
tacherev amitapechet. Yes.
That is the organus.
Yes.
He can't sin and then get it,
So to get to the organus, you have to go through that. The la tacherev amitapechet.
He protected.
So yeah. They shouldn't come. Very good. You're saying over here we're talking that Hashem put it away.
You had to put away because he made this.
Chazak uvaruch.
You know, he gave it to him. He was living among them.
Yes.
He had everything good.
Yeah.
But once he did, sinned. Listen to Hashem, he had to protect it. In order to save it for the when we come back.
Right. That's exactly Yafemo. That fits very well with what we're learning here. Ve'lachen amar beperek haTorah says Rabbi Chaim Mivolodzhi. Now we understand what it says. Perek haTorah is a nickname for the sixth perek of Pirkei Avot. Kol haosek baTorah lishma zoche lidvarim arbe. Anyone who toils in Torah l'shem shamayim, he merits many things. And then the Mishnah continues and says, Velo'ot, and not only that, but he's zochet to this, to this, to this. So what's this zochet lidvarim arbe? The first line of the Mishnah is very vague. Kol haosek batorah lishma zochet lidvarim arbe. He merits many things. What's the many things? Tell us them. סתם ולא פירש מה הם אותם הדברים. He didn't explain. ואי אפשר לומר שהם הדברים שפירט שם אחרי זה. And you cannot say it's referring to the things that are listed afterwards. שהרי אמר אחר זה ולא עוד, because that seems to be separate. It says, and not only that, but he also gets other things. So what is the דברים הרבה? משמע שהוא מילתא בהפי נפשה. It sounds like it's something else. אמנם רמז להעידון וצחצוח הנפש באור הגנוז. You know what the first line is referring to? You know what the lidvarim arbe means? It means the ora ganuz, that light which we can't even talk about, we can't even describe. Asher gam kol malachim mala vechayot v'sarfei kodesh v'shum navi v'chozeh lo yisiguhu klal etzem inyano. Even the prophets, even the malachim, no one was able to fathom the ora ganuz. Ukema amaram, as it says in the end of the fifth perek of Brachot, kol hanevi'im kulam lo nitnabu ela aval talmidei chachamim atzmam ayin lo ra'ata, the reward for the talmidei chachamim, even the eyes of the nevi'im was not able to see. Vehu ha'eden v'haya. That's the special wine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving from the time of creation. And what is it all? What's this special wine? What is this special light? Sod ha-ta'amet Torah, gnuzim shelo nitgalu adayin. Those are the secrets of the Torah that were never revealed. Lachen amar stam. That's why the Tana was very careful. He said, kol ha-osek ba-Torah lishma, zoche lidvarim arbe. It's not something that we can describe. So even the Tana did not have the words to describe what he's zoche. He's referring here to the Or HaGanuz. So he said it in a vague term. Lidvarim arbe, v'day lamevin. And he ends off with a quote from Tana Dviliyahu, Seder Eliyahu Rabba, Perek of Zayin, Amar, Ashrei Adam sheyesh bo divrei Torah, v'hu yoshev v'kore v'shone v'makom tzanua v'seter. How fortunate is the one who sits and learns Torah, especially when he learns Torah in a place that nobody sees. Etzel mi malinim oto? Where does he stay by? Heve omer etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to spend quality time with him one day. Sheneemar yoshev beseter elyon, betzel shaddai itlonan. Keshem shehem mesimim atzmam yechidim ba'olam hazeh, ve'en imahem zar, k'mochen ba'olam habayim yoshvim etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu levado. They have a special secret place that is exclusive for them together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. So anytime we learn Torah, we bring our neshama closer and closer to these great rewards that we are talking about here, being described so beautifully in this holy Sefer Nefesh HaChaim.